Thinking of a verse here in Ephesians 4. So we might read a few verses at the end of Ephesians 4 and then some in Ephesians 5. It's all very practical. Ephesians chapter 4. The verse that came to mind was the last verse, but we'll start at verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. This speaks to me as much as to anyone else. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Another place it says, in malice be ye children. Sometimes you see two little children and they have a little quarrel. 5 minutes is all over. They don't hold grudges. And be kind one to another. This is the verse I thought of first this evening. And be kind one to another. In our Bible reading, and we just finished up in Hebrews a few weeks back, is where that verse was, let brotherly love continue. Isn't it the last chapter of Hebrews, I think? And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. So we should not hold a grudge. Or as Uncle Albert said one time, somebody that held something in their craw for 30 years, in their craw, he said, we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't hold things. Chapter 5, we will read, start at verse 21. Good advice for us all. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. And here's advice for the husbands. Husbands, love your wives. But I've often thought we get quite a high standard to try and meet. We'll never be able to meet that. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. And when he gave himself for us, before any of us were saved, and he gave himself for us. Verse 27, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church. Now, Dean mentioned this when he was praying, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. He's still working with us, trying to take the wrinkles and the rough spots off us. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. And we'll finish up by reading verse 32 of chapter 4 again. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.